You're listening to the Modern Day Expert Podcast with me, Catherine Dove, online business entrepreneur and founder of the Experts Business Club. I believe that your message has a million-dollar value once you modernize it and share it online with a global audience. Every week, I'll share inspiration, tactics, and strategies to help you embrace your expertise, create passive income online, and make an impact in the world. You can absolutely build a life and an online business you love, and I'm here to show you how. Let's get started, shall we? Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. Today, I'm going to do something completely different in this episode. And to be quite honest with you, it's completely outside of my comfort zone. So I need you to cut me a little slack here, if you will. Normally, with my podcast episodes, I spend a lot of time deciding on what topic to talk to all of you about. And then once I wrap my arms around that, I spend a lot of time researching that topic and creating a really detailed outline that I spend hours on. And then I end up rewriting the outline just to make sure that I get it right before I hit the record button. I guess it's just the trainer or teacher in me. I have been training at a professional level for years. I think over 20 years, actually, not to age myself. I was a trainer in the financial services niche, and there was a lot of compliance involved as well as regulations in any content that I would produce or any speaking engagements or courses that I would create, etc. So I was not able to just talk off the top of my head. I really had to be strategic and I had to research all my topics thoroughly. I needed to be on point and I needed to be accurate. And I always knew there were other entities, you know, compliance departments at insurance companies or departments of insurance in different states, et cetera, that would be reviewing my work before it could be published or go online or be taught live, actually. So imagine moving into the online marketing world where it's the wild, wild west, as I like to call it, and anything seems to go. So I personally have struggled over the years with, okay, I want to put out really, really good content for people, and I want to create really amazing programs that are going to help my people get results. And I work really hard to do that. But then I see, and I'm just, excuse my language here, I see other people putting crap out there. They just throw stuff out there just to see if it'll stick. And because there are so many people in this online business space that are desperate to, you know, build their ultimate lifestyle and generate passive income, work from home, et cetera, you know, live that freedom lifestyle that we all talk about, people are really desperate for that. They want that really bad. So what happens, I believe, is that people will easily pull their credit card out for anybody that's really good at selling them the dream, that dream that they want. And that's the other thing that I wanted to share. So on this podcast, it's not a planned podcast like my normal ones. I'm not talking to you from an outline. I'm just going with it. And as these things and thoughts are coming to my mind, I'm sharing them with you. And I'm going to be sharing with you my own modern day expert story. But where I was going with my last thought, since I'm not working from an outline right now, is that I feel sadly that a lot of online marketers are so good at selling the dream, but they end up not delivering what they've promised so that people can actually obtain that dream. But it doesn't matter because they're so good at marketing and social media and building a big following and getting really popular out there. It doesn't matter. They can just keep selling the dream and people buy the dream and don't necessarily get results. And so for some reason, some of you out there, with all due respect, you can't see past that sometimes. You see that they're really popular or they have a huge Instagram following, et cetera. And you just assume that they are really going to take care of you and fulfill the promises that they're making to you when you buy their programs. So they do a really good job tugging at your heartstrings. I'm not even going to edit this out. Tugging at your heartstrings, and they're just really good at selling the dream. So you, my friend, you just whip out your credit card, but you don't really do your due diligence to find out if they're actually helping people get results. So if people were actually out there, if online marketers were actually out there rolling up their sleeves and doing the work with you once you pay them, they're not going to have as much time to do a lot of marketing and be super popular on social media. So just think about that. And so this is kind of, you know, the wild, wild west, this online business space. And if you're popular and you can do a really good job with all of your online marketing, then people are just going to buy from you, whether or not you can get them results. And I think that's really sad. I also feel that there are a lot of online entrepreneurs out there that do care a lot, and they really put amazing programs out there designed to help you get results. Now, they might not be as successful as the more popular online marketers that are making millions and millions of dollars every year. And that's because they're not spending as much time on the marketing. They're actually rolling up their sleeves and working with people and helping them get results. So anyways, that was just my little rant here when I was trying to explain to you how this podcast is so unusual for me to not work off of an outline and not be really prepared in terms of how I used to do things in the financial services niche, where everything was really, really scripted and highly regulated. And instead on this podcast, I'm just going for it. I'm not scripting it. I don't have an outline. And I'll tell you, it's been such a struggle for me in this online marketing world, because I tended to bring some of my work habits from the financial services niche over here into the online marketing space. So doing this podcast right now, totally off the cuff, is really, really uncomfortable for me. But I promise I'm going to get better at it. I keep thinking that I should hit the pause button right now and go back and write a really comprehensive outline to make sure I don't make any mistakes and just follow that. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to keep going. And that brings me to the purpose of this episode, finally. And that is that I wanted to share with you my very own modern day expert story. I learned in this online marketing world that storytelling is so, so important. One of the members in my Experts Business Club, which is my training and coaching program, one of my members, her name is April, and she has a membership program that is specifically designed to help people get better at showing up and sharing their stories. In fact, she has a podcast called The Inside Story. She's so good at helping people tell stories, and she has helped me understand why storytelling is so important. Now, coming from the financial services niche, we really couldn't tell a lot of stories. Everything was very regulated and had to be very specific and very exact. So I am new to telling stories like this, but I'm going to give it my best shot as I tell you my story. I've had to kind of wrap my arms around telling stories and be better at it. And when you tell stories to your audience, I want you to know from everything I'm learning that they will be better, they will be able to relate to you better. So I'm hoping that by me telling my story right now, you're going to be able to relate to me a little better. All right, so let me get started. I want to share with you how I became a modern day expert. So I'm going to go, and for the record, before I tell you the story now, I feel this introductory part of this podcast could have been much better if I would have created a really detailed outline and been really organized, but I'm trying to do better at speaking off the cuff and just speaking from my heart. So there you go. Now, let me go way back to when I was in kindergarten. I want to share with you who my very first mentor was. That's right, I had a mentor in kindergarten, and that mentor was an oversized bumblebee. All right, I'm going to let you sit with that for just a minute. An oversized bumblebee. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about unless you were a fan growing up of the popular children's TV show Romper Room. So I, my friends, was actually on Romper Room when I was a young child. And you might remember the oversized bumblebee by the name of Doobie. So D-O-B-E-E, the Doobie. And throughout my whole career, it's funny as I look back, I've always been labeled or thought of as a rule follower. So I'm the one that will follow rules even when no one's looking. And as I think about it, it might have to do with that time that I was on Romper Room and we got to meet the Doobie and we learned about all these rules that we needed to follow. Rules like don't play on the sidewalk, don't play on the street. Make sure that you clean up after yourself. Don't leave messes. Don't be fussy about your food. Don't touch matches, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there were rules after rules after rules. So I try to always do what's right. And I think a lot of that has to do with me being on Romper Room. Not to mention the fact that I had amazing parents as well that instilled a very great set of ethics and morals in me. So anyways, back to my career. It kind of goes back to the rant that I was just saying about in this online marketing world, it seems like anything goes. And again, like if you just learn how to sell the dream, you're good to go. It doesn't matter if you actually help people obtain the dream. So it's really tempting to be lazy and not put quality programs out there because you know they're still going to sell. Gosh, that's just still like punches me in the gut if I would even think to try to do something like that. All right. So my first mentor I mentioned on Romper Room was the Doobie. And before I go on to the next part of my story, if you want to see pictures of me on Romper Room, I've got to tell you, they're really cute. If I do say so myself, head over to katherindove.com/about. So katherindove.com/about. There's two pictures of me there, one with pigtails. So it's a true story. And in terms of me becoming a modern day expert, that I think is kind of where I got my start, like being a rule follower. Then moving on, I want to talk to you about my very first entrepreneur gig that I had when I was growing up in a small town in the state of South Dakota. This entrepreneur gig was in an unfinished basement in our home. We lived outside of the city limits. There were probably, I don't know, maybe 40 homes in this development that we lived in. And because we were outside the city limits, we were a little further out of town. So it wasn't really possible for us kids to walk to the swimming pool or the parks or even really ride our bikes. So there were a lot of kids in this neighborhood that were simply just bored because there wasn't a lot for us to do. So I noticed that the mothers were desperate to find things for their kids to do, and they wanted them out of the house. And I've always been somebody that loves to come up with solutions to problems, or I just love to roll up my sleeves and figure things out. So my first entrepreneur gig, are you ready for this? It was called the Kids Club. That was the actual name of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if I even had a logo for it back then. Anyways, I created the Kids Club and I created my offer of a full day of games, learning opportunities, and refreshments. So kids could come for the whole day. So of course the mothers were excited about that. Now, back then, I didn't know how to charge what I'm worth or charge enough that in terms of looking at what the transformation or what I was offering people to charge accordingly, I only charged 5 cents a day. I'm cringing as I'm saying that right now. So I know I've definitely had to work on my own mindset issues moving forward for charging for my programs. So anyways, before I knew it, I had all kinds of kids coming over and we would hang out in our unfinished basement. Now, let me give you a visual. This is the basement that has the cement walls, the cement floor. You can still see like the 2x4s, the framing of the house. You can see the, you know, the electrical outlets, et cetera. It was an unfinished basement and there wasn't any carpet in it. So I remember taking colored chalk and writing on the cement walls and the floors as I taught these kids different things that were coming to my kids club. And I think that's where I started my career or my love of training or teaching. I've just naturally always gravitated towards that and really enjoyed doing that. And frankly, you know, if I do say so myself, I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And I've been told that I'm a very good trainer. So anyways, with this kids club, we also served snacks and refreshments. So I would serve graham crackers and Kool-Aid. Now, I don't remember how much I made overall or every month, et cetera, but I do know, and my mom remembers, that our basement was always filled to capacity and I even had a waiting list. So, yep, I had a waiting list back in the day, just like right now. Many of you might have a waiting list for some of your online programs, coaching programs, et cetera. So I did something that we do in the online business space, and I did what are called upsells, or I ascended my customers. So when they bought one thing from me, I was there ready and waiting for something else that I could sell them that was at a higher level, that would cost more money, that would get them more results. So I would take the kids that would come to the kids club and I would upsell their parents, and then they would hire me to do babysitting in the evening. So there you go. So that's where I think I got my start in this whole modern day expert world, or building an online business, was way back in my unfinished basement in South Dakota. Now, I think it's kind of funny to think back about this as I'm doing this podcast, that I had the Kids Club, and now I host the Experts Business Club, which is my training and coaching program that I mentioned before, where I help people like you create profitable online businesses so that you can sell what you know online. I think that's kind of interesting that both of those programs are clubs. I think it might be that I just really love building a community and being the leader and working and helping other people. So now I want to fast forward from that small unfinished basement in South Dakota, and I want to fast forward to a couple of decades later while I was living in California. You see, I knew, as amazing as South Dakota was, I knew there was more out there for me in the world, and I literally got on a plane at age 21 and had never been on a plane before, and I flew to California not knowing a single soul. Fast forward several more years after I had finished my college, I went to Cal State Long Beach. And as I was living in California, I met my husband there, living in Manhattan Beach, California. So I had a number of jobs there, and I discovered that my zone of genius was mastering complicated topics, breaking them down, and then making them easy for others to understand and, most importantly, implement. So I figured out that's what I was good at. And I landed in the financial services niche and created an extremely lucrative training career where I had the opportunity and had contracts with multiple Fortune 500 companies. And it was very challenging. I was a very young female at the time, not so young anymore, but at that time I was a very young female and I was working in an older male dominated industry. So imagine me being the young girl that comes in trying to teach men that are older, more accomplished, more experienced than I, me trying to teach them financial services, strategies, concepts, et cetera. So I always had to be at the top of my game to show them I really knew my stuff and that I knew what I was doing, because I was usually the youngest one in the room. So anyways, moving on, I knew, or because I was so good at being a trainer, my schedule ended up being booked all of the time. And I was literally flying across the country, back and forth, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, East Coast. delivering my message. And I also had risen to a pretty prominent position within a brokerage firm. And I remember one day as I sat in my really fancy, like really, really fancy corner office in Irvine, you know, those high rises. I had a corner office with the great big windows, absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous views. And I had my fancy car parked out in my front row parking spot. I actually literally in the parking garage had a front row parking spot with my name above it. And the reason I find out now later that I got the front row parking spot is my boss was worried about me because I was always working till late, late in the evenings. And he didn't want me going into the parking garage and having to walk, you know, quite a while to find my car. So anyways, sitting in my fancy office, I've got my fancy parking spot with my name on it. And I think at this point I was 27 maybe. I remember thinking, wow, I've really, really made it. Like, this is what life's all about, making a lot of money, fancy office, fancy car, et cetera. And I was also had just finished being interviewed by Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. And I thought to myself, this is great, Catherine. You've worked so hard. You're an expert now in your niche. You're in demand. You're flying across the country, schedules full all the time, making multiple six figures, far more than a girl from a small town in South Dakota would have ever dreamed she'd be able to make. And I thought, wow, this is great. But you know what? I was so wrong. I was just so wrong. Although I was making more money than I'd ever had, than I ever had before, I started realizing it wasn't about the money anymore. You see, because I was booked solid with my schedule, I knew that I had a cap on my income. So I really would never be able to make any more. So it wasn't about making more money because I actually had to turn away training contracts all the time. There's only so many hours in the day and only so many days in the week. So I knew I had a cap on my income, which was fine. I was making enough, but there wasn't really an incentive to work even harder. The challenge was I just had no time for myself. I was absolutely mentally and physically exhausted all of the time, all of the time. And I thought, wow, is this what the rest of my life's going to look like? So when my husband and I started talking about starting a family, I started worrying about that. I'm like, how would I start a family when I don't even have time for myself? Like, how am I going to do this? I'd spent years perfecting this expertise that I had and getting really good at delivering my message. And I was really, really well known in this niche. And I just didn't want to give that up. And of course, I didn't want to give up the income that I was generating. But then I had people say, oh, well, you can just hire a nanny. And I thought, wow, I don't want to have other people raise my children. And I say this with all due respect to those of you that have had to have a nanny or had to have other people raise your children. I know that it's not, that that's just what we need to do many times. But for me, I wanted something different. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, just like my own mom was. So I have two other sisters. There's three of us girls. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom until my youngest sister went off to school. And then she got a job, but it was a job in our school district. So she'd have the same days off and the same start and stop time every day, the same summer vacations, et cetera. And that really meant a lot to me. And I wanted to do that for my children. I wanted to be there. I wanted my children to have that fairy tale childhood that I had. So knowing that we wanted to start a family, and I was really determined to raise that family on my own terms, I knew I needed to figure out my situation. I had always been good at finding solutions to problems because I believe that when there's a will, there's a way, and you can always figure things out. So I struggled for a while with this amazing income that I've been generating and all the expertise that I had. And I just kept thinking to myself, there just has to be a way that I can continue sharing my message to my customers, to my prospects, sharing my message, and still stay home and raise my family. Now, that seems kind of impossible, but remember, you're listening to the girl that got on an airplane and moved to California from South Dakota, and I'd never even been on an airplane before, and I didn't know a single soul. So I pretty much felt I could figure anything out or do anything. I was absolutely determined. I desperately wanted to be at home with my family and raise them. So fast forward a little while. My husband and I had two children, Hannah and Jake, and we just did whatever we could to figure out how to keep me at home. We did a lot of research. We discovered the world of online learning. And unfortunately, there were not a lot of resources or thought leaders or influencers available at the time on the topic of online marketing. In fact, this was way before Facebook ads and Instagram and YouTube, etc. I think it might have even been at the time when we were all using AOL for our email. I'm not sure, but you get the picture. There weren't a lot of resources available to teach you how to sell what you know online. But because I was so determined, that just didn't really stop me. I knew I was going to figure out how to take what I've been teaching offline and deliver it online. So in other words, when I would do one-on-one consultations or training with people, or be in a classroom setting, or speak on stage to hundreds of people at a time, or speak at a conference, all of those things that I was teaching, I wanted to take all of that and deliver that online. So my husband and I did a lot of research. And when our kids were both in diapers, in between diaper duty and bedtime stories, my husband and I found a programmer in India. And we said, hey, we want to sell what we know online. And he said, the gentleman that we worked with, he said, well, his name was Rohan. I still remember him. He said, yeah, I can build an online platform for you. And we spent over $60,000 to build out our own online platform so that I could sell my programs online. And we had to do that because this was back in the day before there were turnkey platforms like Kajabi. In fact, I don't even know if there were WordPress sites with membership plugins back then, or if there were, I just didn't know about them. But for example, right now with Kajabi, you know, just pull out your credit card and for under $150 a month, you can click a button and start selling what you know online. But again, that wasn't available to me back then. So we created this online a learning platform, and it broke all the time, and it was so ugly. It was just awful, but we did it. And then we had to go through underwriting. So back in the day, if you wanted to accept credit cards, it wasn't as simple as just signing up for a Stripe or PayPal account within 30 minutes. You had to literally go through financial underwriting to get merchant accounts with American Express, Visa, MasterCard, etc. And then we had to figure out how to hook all that up to our online platform so that people would enter their credit card information, we'd receive the money, and they would receive access to our online program. So, boy, it was a lot of work, and I remember spending a lot of weekends hidden away in hotels, specifically the Embassy Suites in Colorado Springs. My husband literally would check me in on a Friday afternoon and then pick me up on a Sunday night just so that I could focus on creating our online programs. And it worked out great. We did it. We finally did it. We figured everything out. It was very lucrative. So I gave myself a promotion to now what I jokingly call myself, which is a pretend stay-at-home mom. So that was my new title, a pretend stay-at-home mom, because people would ask me, oh, what do you do? When I would, you know, be with my kids at the different play dates, et cetera, and oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. But really, I was a pretend stay-at-home mom because I was still working really hard. I was busy transferring everything I was teaching in person into the online world. And when we did that, we were able to more than quadruple our income while I was able to stay at home with my kiddos and my husband. So I did it. I figured it out, and I had the best of both worlds. So, and the nice thing was I no longer had a cap on my income because I wasn't trading hours for dollars, and I was no longer exhausted all the time. I wasn't traveling across the country, checking into flights every day and hotel rooms. I was working from the comfort of my own home. And not only did I have to deal with all that travel, I could actually serve more people than I ever could in a classroom setting or speaking at a conference. I could serve way more people online than I could when I showed up in person. So while doing that, while I was serving all these people across the country, I was doing all of the stay-at-home mom stuff. So I was able to take my kids to Gymboree and to my gym and all of the fun kid activities that there were available. And then I would quick work on my online business while they were napping. And once they would wake up, then we'd be off to do something else fun. We'd go to some of our favorite places like the Children's Museum or the aquarium up in Denver. And we spent a lot of time doing a lot of really, really fun things. And I just had the most amazing time raising my kids. Now, when I did have to do my work, and trust me, I still worked a lot of hours. I don't believe that an online business is just all passive income. We still have to do the work. We're just more in control of how and where and when we do the work. So when I needed to do the work, my kids would be right by my side helping. In fact, if you go to my website, to my about page, if you go to katherinedove.com, you'll see a really cute picture of my daughter, Hannah. We had purchased one of those play school desks, and we had an extra phone from our office that we put on that desk. Of course, it wasn't plugged into a landline, but that didn't matter. She still was talking on it all the time. And so she would sit next to me in her desk, and she'd have her little green highlighter and her paper, and she'd just work right next to me. So that was really great. And my son, when he was a baby, we had him at the office too. My husband rented the office suite next to my office, and there was a connecting door, and we turned that into a nursery. So we had a crib and a playpen and a high chair and all of his baby food and toys, etc. So again, I was pretending to be a stay-at-home mom while I was building my online business. I quadrupled my income, was able to share my message nationwide, but was still with my kids every single day. And the other really, really neat thing that helped during these years is that I had created multiple continuity programs. So I had a lot of recurring income coming in. So even if I didn't work, we still had revenue coming in. And this was way before membership sites were even popular or were a thing. We had people signing up for our programs or for education that we offered, and they were paying us every month or every year. And I remember at one point, I was trying to think back to how many customers we had. And I remember when I closed down my Infusionsoft account that we had 40,000 customers. So, and I'm going to share with you in a little bit why we shut down our Infusionsoft account with all those customers. So fast forward, in terms of building our online business, we were able to move from California to Colorado, which is where my parents live. We had been living in California for 15 years. We had our kids there, and we knew we wanted our kids to be raised near their grandparents. And so because we had been building an online business, our customers were nationwide. We weren't tied to the geographical area of California or the town that we lived in. We could live anywhere. So I picked everything up, moved to Colorado, and our business just kept humming along. Nothing changed at all. So that was really great. When we came to Colorado, after we were here for a few years, our online business was doing so well that we were able to purchase our dream home, the home we live in now. And what's even more exciting than that is that the school district that our home is in, we had done a lot of research and picked what we thought was the best school district in Colorado. And it turns out I just read and found out that U.S. News and World Report thinks our school district's pretty good too, because I don't remember the exact number, but they were rated in the very top rankings of school districts across the nation. So again, because of our online business, we could live wherever we wanted to. We could pick the school district that we wanted. And when the kids were going to school, I was able to walk them to and from the bus. I got to volunteer in the classroom. I got to do all those great things while I was still building an online business and serving people. So it really brings even tears to my eyes now just thinking about what an incredible lifestyle that we've created. And you know what? I want that for you as well. I want you to be able to sell what you know online. Doing that was my saving grace, and I know it can be yours as well. Your circumstances might be very different than mine, depending on what stage of your life you're in, or depending on what things or people are important to you. But please, please believe me when I tell you that once you can figure out how to sell your expertise or sell what you know online, you can literally live what we all hear is that laptop lifestyle. And I got to tell you, it's pretty incredible the kind of life that you can live when you can do that and you're not tied down to an office or one geographical location, and you can work whenever you want, wherever you want, and how you want. So moving forward, earlier I mentioned that we had shut down our Infusionsoft account that had 40,000 customers in it. Well, that's because we were able to sell our online training company that we had in the financial services niche. We did that in 2016. And when we did that, we had to sign a non-compete clause. So that basically meant that I had to leave this industry that I'd spent over 20 years in. This industry that I'd basically grown up in, was very well known in, very comfortable, very competent. And that was kind of scary. And especially, you know, it's all I knew. Now, I knew when we sold the company that I was too young to retire, but I was also really excited about everything that I had learned how to do by selling what I knew online. And I kept thinking, well, what am I going to do now? And I remember a dear friend of mine said, well, why don't you just teach other people how to do what you just did? And I said, oh, well, that took me 20 years to learn everything in the financial services industry. I don't think I would want to teach other people that. And they said, no, Catherine, I'm not saying teach them how to be an expert in the financial services niche. If you figured out how to take your expertise and sell it online, so why don't you just teach other people how to take what they know and sell it online? It doesn't matter what their expertise is. It could be dog training or crocheting, but the strategies and the tactics and the concepts and all that techie stuff, it's all the same regardless of what your expertise is. They're just different topics. And so, friends, that's what I decided to do. I decided to take what I knew, take what I was successful at, take what I figured out the hard way, and teach other people that were in situations like me, people that were experts, seasoned professionals, thought leaders, etc., teach them what I was able to do. And you know, when I started doing this, I knew nothing about creating online programs or selling things online. I mean, I knew absolutely nothing. And like I said before, there weren't the amount of resources that there are now. But I knew that if I could figure it out, and that because I'm really good at taking complicated topics, breaking them down, and teaching them so other people can implement them, I knew that because of that skill set or zone of genius that I had, I knew I could help other people do it too. And that's what I've done. And that's what I'm doing now. I get to teach other people what I've already done. I get to teach people how to create a laptop lifestyle, make a lucrative income, and serve way more people than they would ever be able to do in person. And as I'm doing this now, it's not so much about the income, because we did do really well when we sold our company. But so it's not so much about the income right now. What's really important to me now is the impact in the world that I get to make. I get to do that in two ways. I get to help other people create the same lifestyle or similar lifestyle that my husband and I have been able to create. And by me helping other people that have an expertise, by me helping them get it out there into the world, I'm actually helping people across all niches that I know nothing about. So I'm helping other people build a better life or create a better business just by how I'm empowering my clients. Now, as I wrap this up, I just want to share with you something that happened on May 28th this year. And that is my daughter graduated from high school. So we had the open house at our club, and then we had a private dinner in a wine cellar where we had just our immediate family there to just really celebrate our daughter, Hannah. And we were going around the table with our wine glasses, and we were giving toasts to our daughter and sharing special memories with our daughter. And prior to that, I had, even the people that weren't able to attend, I had gathered videos from a lot of people and just memories that they'd had. And I put all that together for her in a video. So we were watching that. And as I went through creating this video, I went through all kinds of photos in my Dropbox and on my iPhone from, you know, from when she was growing up all through school. And I saw on every picture how happy she was. This big, I'm going to swear right now, which I don't normally do, this big ass smile on her face all of the time. And that's what people were saying too when they were sending me her well wishes, like, oh, dear sweet Hannah, she always has a smile on her face. She always has a smile on her face. And it's true. She always has a smile on her face. And I like to credit that to our online business and the fact that her parents, my husband and I, were able to be with her all of the time. And we were able to help her to be the person that she is now. And she has so many amazing accomplishments. She's going off to a university this fall to play Division I lacrosse, which was her dream. She's done really well in school. She was the captain of her basketball team. And I could just go on and on about all these amazing things that we were reminiscing about with my daughter. And as we're talking about my daughter, when we were at this private dinner, I looked over at my son and I thought, wow, he's graduating next year. And I could go on and on and on right now about all of his accomplishments as well. One exciting accomplishment is that he was an Eagle Scout by the time he was eighth grade. And I know most Boy Scouts don't get that till about 12th grade, I think. So by eighth grade, he was an Eagle Scout. He competed in archery and it was the Colorado State champ several years. And again, I could go on and on about him, but just sitting at that dinner that night, sitting back and watching this video for my daughter and seeing how happy she was and hearing all the amazing things other people were saying about her, I thought to myself, wow, wow. Creating our online business is what made so much of this possible. It's why we were able to be with our kids every day and support them to help them become the amazing adults that they are right now. And I could go on and I'd probably start crying. And hey, let's get real here. I already am stepping outside my comfort zone by talking to you right now without an outline. So God forbid I start crying as well. But I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart that my online business had, I believe, a direct impact on our two children, how they've been raised and how they're showing up. And more importantly, the human beings that we're going to be putting out there in the world. Okay. All right. So gotta stop now because I'm starting to tear up. But I want you to know that I believe that you are also able to create a life that you deserve, that your family deserves, and you are also able to create a business that you love. You just need to figure it out like I did. But lucky for you, it's not near as hard to figure out now as it was when I was doing it 15 and 20 years ago. In fact, it's much, much easier now. So go ahead and just listen to some of my other podcast episodes that are far more succinct and organized, where I'm actually giving you detailed, actionable training, walking you through some of the steps you need to take to sell what you know online and create an online business. All right, so let me go ahead and just wrap things up now. I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting me share my very own modern day expert story. I know my story, my situation is probably different than yours, but I sincerely hope you're able to draw some inspiration from what I shared with you and know that you can do it too. You can create an online business. You can sell what you know online, and you can help more people than you could ever help in person. And you can make a really lucrative income doing that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, and I would be most grateful if you would leave a review. If you're ready to embrace your expertise and monetize it online, visit moderndayexpert.com for more inspiration, training, and resources. I'll see you in the next episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. Bye for now.